The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. We're going to have a wonderful show today.
We are.
But before we get to the first guest, I just want to always bring up what Project Independence is. And in the town of North Hempstead, it's the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. The most important thing to remember is 311. You call that number basically 24/7 if you need help or assistance. And some of the programs we offer is transportation, to and from doctor visits, to and from shopping. Every day of the week, there's some sort of a mental ability class going on, a physical class going on, Zumba and yoga and all these different things all over the town. It's divided up into six different districts, and there really is something for everybody. Today on our show, we have Claudia Poglianish.
Well done, John.
And Claudia used to be with...
say it herself. She was 9 years old before she could say it.
I still can't spell my last name.
Claudia, now, yes, used to be with Project Independence, and now she's Vice President of Special Events and Development at the Viscardi Center. And it was a loss for PI, but a wonderful gain for Viscardi. And she's going to be telling us about some of the wonderful programs that are going on for seniors at the Viscardi Center. Good morning, and it's great to see you again, Gloria.
Good morning. It's great to see you, Otto and John. And, you know, I'm still in the town of North Hempstead. The Viscardi Center is located within the town, so we like to make sure the community as a whole is engaged in as to what is going on at the center.
How long? You've gone 2 years, right?
I am gone almost 3 years.
It's 3 years.
But see, you haven't gotten rid of me. It feels like I'm still here.
That was fast.
That's funny, because I just started doing this
right
around the time that
and that's
you,
why
yeah,
I
okay.
left. No.
That's right. I heard that.
That was the rumor going around. Now it's proof.
But, you know, a lot of people know.
I'm going to go to commercial break.
A lot of people here at the Viscardi Center, especially if you're from the town of North Hempstead, they know it by driving by.
Right.
And they see this brown, you know, big building and a marquee on the side that says the Henry Viscardi School. And we are the school, which is a school from K through 12 for medically fragile children with disabilities. But we are so much more than that. We are the Viscardi Center, and that encompasses services for all people with disabilities, including the aging population, veterans, and at-risk youth that go from, we like to say, K, well, to the grave is what we say internally, but we try and clean it up for other people. We provide services for every aspect of your life, and that's what we do at the center. And, you know, I love the opportunity to share some of the things that we can do because having been with Project Independence
right.
with the senior
population.
That's
a problem with a lot of these places. I mean, everybody knows Viscardi as a school.
Mm-hmm.
Even I didn't realize the amount of thing you do for seniors and adults with disabilities. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of that stigma, you know, when I first got there, it's like, yeah, we're the best kept secret on Long Island. And I'm like, well, that's not a good thing. You know, I want to shout it from the rooftop. And that's one of the reasons anytime Christina calls and says, do you want to come on the radio? Absolutely. You know, I get to see old friends and I get to say what's going on and how we can help and work together.
Cool.
I had the opportunity of, through your invitation, of being at the Viscardi Center on a panel when they ran a Project Accessible Oral Health program, which was, I found very interesting. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of people there who had a lot of influence in the oral health field, and it was geared to the market you talked about.
Exactly. We partnered with Henry Schein, and we are addressing the specific realization that oral health is such a huge component in overall health. And that is true, and why, you know, I had asked Otto to be on the panel. We were shown the span of necessity from a young age to an old age, and the reluctance. I mean, everyone in this room, do you like going to the dentist?
No.
If someone says yes, I'd be surprised. And we have found that seniors and children with disabilities are amongst the largest group that don't go. And it can be such a it can find a disease sometimes before you actually go to your regular doctor, your internist or an MD.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I found it very interesting because you covered the, you know, disabled veterans, mm-hmm. whatever. And I never really gave it a whole lot of thought. But the difficulty of somebody who has a problem of any kind going to the dentist, first of all, physically going there is not easy. You have to get a ride or whatever. And then when you get there, you have to be able to keep your mouth open, and you have to be able to get into a chair, and you have to be able to communicate with somebody. And unfortunately, a lot of people can't do any of that.
Yeah, and
so now what, you know?
Otto was great because he brought up a lot of points that, you know, while I could address some from the population at our center, Otto gave such a wonderful perspective from the aging population. Right. Of, you know, dry mouth, medication. You brought up all these wonderful points. So it was a great exchange. It was a wonderful panel. And we are continuing work in regards to oral health. We are starting a wellness center within the Viscardi Center.
For oral health?
For everything. For overall health. But oral health being a large component of that. And that's, you know, ties into some of the other things that we're doing at the center, such as, you know, we have the pool, and we recently opened the pool to the community. We started with, you know, because I love Project Independence, we started with the population and thought of doing a class for, you know, like a aqua arthritis class. And the pool has not been open to the community in 15 to 16 years. They didn't know the right answer, but it was such a success, we decided to add another day. We started one, so now we do it twice. Our first class is already sold out. We're beginning April 10th, and I think our Tuesday is already sold out, which is wonderful. And, you know, you see this is something that we're doing actually located in the school where the children are after school hours, but this is for the senior population, which is wonderful, you know, because I like seeing it go back to the community. The center used to be much more open to the community, and we're starting to get back to that.
This is an actual class?
Yes. It is a aquatic exercise program. It used to be called the Arthritis Swim Program, but people were turned off by that, and we found, you know, let's expand it to someone who may just want to get in the water. You know, someone was thinking, well, I don't have arthritis. No, you need not. You just want to get a little exercise, and we find that it's also a wonderful social activity. Right now, the last class, it was all women, one, and then another class, it was just one man. And you found, though, that they would then socialize and plan a dinner afterwards.
The one man?
I don't know if the one man was going. I think he was going home and taking an aspirin.
He was running.
Unfortunately, that happens quite often.
He was the designated driver.
Yeah.
But they're the classes are small, and, you know, we have two lifeguards and we have an instructor. What's wonderful is the pool is heated to 92 degrees, which is the warmest pool on Long Island, I found out. So that seems to be a huge selling feature. And parking is extremely convenient. Literally, where parking is located is right in front of the entrance. So there's an ease of parking in all weather. And the class is from 4 to 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it is a six-week session, and it is $98 if you want to do it once a week for 6 weeks, or it's $175 if you want to do the Tuesday and Thursdays, which we found we priced ourselves a lot lower than the local pools because we really want to encourage people to come. We also started an open swim on Fridays, and that is also from 4 to 5. And that is a six-week session, and that is $60 per person for the six-week session.
Oh, okay. Now, this is very specific. It's 4 to 5 because there's other stuff going on at the pool, maybe with the children.
This is 4 to 5 during the day. The pool is, you know, the children use the pool. It's part of their therapy program.
Right, okay.
We hope eventually maybe to be able to be open on the weekends. But slow and steady, you know, we went from once a week. Now we have three classes a week. And as long as we get people to come, then we could continue different types of programming. We also are thinking of we used to do swimming lessons years ago. Mm-hmm. So we may start swimming lessons of, you know, different groups, break it up for children and adults, so on and so forth. But, you know, it's a great commodity to have in your community, such a lovely pool with ample parking, where we're doing, you know, the dressing room. So it's really going to be, something special.
Now, if you want to do this, you could probably call 311 and say Viscardi Center aquatic exercise, or could you call?
You could call if you want a direct number. If you can call 311, of course. Otherwise, a direct number to the Vizzardi Center. I will even give out my number, which I seldom do, is 465-1675. And anyone who answers that line would be able to help you.
Perfect. That's 516-465-1675. Okay.
That is it. Yeah.
Right.
Other exciting things. I think this is a tremendous. Actually, recently I joined the JCC in Roslyn.
Right, and you'll find, and I love the JCC, and they've been doing this. You know, they
right,
have
it's a
following.
Whole different
thing. But our prices are reasonable, and their pool is not as warm as ours. No, I'm only kidding.
Is 91.
There's enough love to go around.
No, but it's important because you see how many people really are utilizing a pool, and maybe the arthritic term in the phrase, I forget what they call it there. They have some senior dance, or I don't know what
right,
they're calling
it's
it.
Like nothing about arthritis. Aquaside.
Yeah, something.
It also is important to note that we have a lift, so we can place you into the pool if you have difficulty going down the stairs. It is, state-of-the-art
right.
lift because many of our students need the lift to get in and out of the pool.
Right, right.
And not many pools that are open to the public have this lift. I believe there's one in Tully,
I think there is.
Yeah. JCC, I think, has it.
I've
seen it.
Probably.
I've never seen it in use.
Yeah.
It's not hooked. You know, it's a rollable thing, but it's in the corner, I think.
Yeah, you'll see. It's like sort of a chair.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, there's very little swimming that actually goes on in this. It's exercise in the water.
Right.
It's exercise in the water,
which has put a lot less stress on lots of joints and things on your body.
Well, my doctor used to be a jogger. And years ago, he said, I switched to swimming. He says it's just easier on the bones and everything. He actually took lessons like in his 60s to learn how to swim because, you know, you have more mobility, especially for these poor children or a senior with disabilities.
Absolutely.
Your leg, you know, goes easier underwater.
It's extremely therapeutic. It is, you know, again, I love the social aspect of it. I think it's overall it's a win-win. And sometimes you get to see the kids who are, you know, staying for after-school activities, which is always nice.
But that's only one thing you do with Vizzardi.
That's only one thing. Yes, that's true.
Okay, no, we're all good. We're good. We can start a question.
Well, yes. I know in your past you were very involved in the CarFit program and have something comparable to that or a little bit different. Maybe you could explain about this assistive.
Sure. CarFit sort of would run you through your own vehicle and help adjustments with mirrors and so forth. What we do at the Vizzardi Center is adaptive driver education. It takes it a step further where maybe now you find yourself in the stage of life where you need some kind of adaptive equipment, perhaps with raised pedals, steering wheel knobs, so on and so forth. For whatever reason, we teach you how to drive a vehicle with those new devices on your car. We also are the school where you can come and bring your respective. A lot of times it's a child or through a doctor's recommendation where we evaluate the drive-in and kind of are the person that says, okay, you know, this isn't so right, this isn't right. You know, we can try and help you with the assistive technology and devices, but we also sometimes make the recommendation that it may not be time.
I know.
We're going to talk about this in a second. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.